Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of social media detox. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, comparing yourself to others, or just generally losing track of time in the digital void? Welcome to the club. This is a space where we talk real talk about how social media affects our lives, especially our mental well-being. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, your digital footprint and its impact on your mental health. Think about it like this. Every time you post a picture, share an opinion, or even just, like, something online, you're leaving a trace, a little digital breadcrumb trail that tells the world, and algorithms, who you are. This, my friends, is your digital footprint. It might seem harmless, but trust me, it can have a bigger impact on your mental health than you think. First things first, understand that constant comparison is a major culprit. Scrolling through perfectly curated feeds filled with highlight reels can lead to feelings of inadequacy and low self-esteem. Remember, what you see online isn't always the whole picture. People tend to showcase their best selves, leaving out the messy bits. Don't fall into the trap of comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's carefully constructed front stage. Second, cyberbullying and negativity can leave a deep scar. The internet has become a breeding ground for trolls and hate speech, which can be incredibly damaging to mental health. It's important to remember that words online have real-world consequences. If you encounter negativity, don't engage. Block the user, report them, and focus on building your own positive online spaces. Third, FOMO, the fear of missing out, is a serious trap. Social media often plays on our desire to be in the loop, constantly showing us exciting events and experiences happening elsewhere. This can lead to anxiety, restlessness, and a feeling that you're never quite measuring up. Take a step back and remind yourself that your life has value regardless of what's happening online. Focus on creating meaningful experiences offline, connect with friends and family, pursue hobbies, and explore the world around you. Fourth, oversharing can be risky. Think before you post anything sensitive or personal online. Remember, once something is out there, it can be difficult to control its spread. It's always best to err on the side of caution and protect your privacy. Finally, remember that digital detox isn't just about deleting apps. It's about being mindful of your online habits. Set boundaries, limit your screen time, and take regular breaks from social media. Use those moments to reconnect with yourself, engage in real-world activities, and cultivate a sense of well-being. Let me tell you a quick story. This friend of mine, Sarah, was constantly glued to her phone. Every spare moment was spent scrolling through Instagram, comparing herself to others, and feeling increasingly anxious. She started losing sleep, neglecting her hobbies, and even withdrawing from social events. It got so bad that she started experiencing panic attacks whenever she felt disconnected from the internet. After a conversation with me, well, I'm a pretty good listener, right? Sarah decided to take a step back. She set daily limits on her phone usage, deleted some of the more triggering apps, and started focusing on real-life connections and activities. Within a few weeks, she felt a noticeable difference. Her anxiety levels decreased, she slept better, and she rediscovered the joy of spending time with friends and family. It was a total game-changer for her. So, what can you do? Take control of your digital footprint. Be mindful of what you share, who you follow, and how much time you spend online. Set boundaries, prioritize real-world connections, and remember that your mental well-being is worth more than any like or comment. This podcast is all about giving you the tools and insights to navigate the digital world in a healthy way. Keep it real, keep it positive, and don't forget to take care of yourselves out there. We'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of social media detox wisdom. Until then, stay connected, but maybe not to your phone 24/7.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.